The streets of New Orleans' French Quarter face their own problems. Buskers, vendors, and musicians can't agree on whose turf belongs to whom. Commentator Chris Rose says it's making for some tense times in the Big Easy.
Call us the Big Uneasy. We're having land occupation troubles that, while not quite rivaling Gaza in its implications, are roiling the famously easy-flowing waters of our town. The occupied territories are the old sidewalks of the French Quarter. A motley variety of folks have had free run of this space, raising a holy racket and giving us the soundtrack of our streets. It started with 100 tarot readers and assorted psychics converging on famous Jackson Square daily.
I see for you one husband. Before you're 25 years old, you're meant to be a wealthy individual.
They clogged the old city center and all but buried the less flamboyant oil painters and portraitists who have held this space for much of the past century. So the artists recently staged a rebellion and the city banned the mystics. Displaced, they now wander the streets like refugees with their cards, candles, and magic stones bundled up in blankets looking for space to peddle their crafts.
The moon, however, for September and October next year is a double-edged sword card.
Many have drifted over to the Royal Street Pedestrian Mall, causing a rift with the jug bands, a cappella singers, and gospel quartets who currently occupy this strip. These musicians have been aggrieved since they were booted off Bourbon Street several years ago. They were considered a threat to the live music clubs. This left Bourbon Street corners open to a legion of mimes. They moved in and painted themselves silver in hopes that tourists would take snapshots and leave a tip. Several mimes have been hauled off to jail for threats and occasional nonverbal assaults against passersby they deemed ungenerous. Which makes me wonder, when you arrest a mime, do you have to say you have the right to remain silent?
That's a really fine book, so I'm not exaggerating.
Now, the New Orleans City Council says local booksellers may no longer set up tables to sell their wares. This means they are left basically to pile as many signed first editions of Walker Percy and Tennessee Williams into their trench coats as they can and wander the streets. Psst, hey mister, you want to score some lit? Finally, nocturnal walking tours of haunted mansions and vampire dens are a $5,000 to $10,000 a night industry here. Thick and often drunken crowds gather around caped and top-hatted men who tell tales of the dark side long after midnight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, your journey into darkness. My name is Brett Thomas. I am a licensed tour guide with the City of New Orleans. By a show of hands, how many of you find it odd that we're starting a vampire tour in front of the South's largest Catholic basilica?
The city has told the ghost tours to shut down operations earlier. And the ghost guys point out, and it's hard to argue this point, that vampire tours under the noonday sun just don't carry much gravitas. At stake in all this is the tableau this city offers to the Hawaiian shirt-wearing, box-of-beignet-carrying tourists who expect us to live up to our national reputation for eccentricity. It is our pride, our duty, and, quite frankly, our survival to give them a smile and a story to take home. Otherwise, New Orleans risks the sort of gentrification that has made the rest of Middle America, well, Middle America. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
The comments of Chris Rose, a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans.